Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We are glad you walked into our lives tonight as we continue the Big Beg Tournament here at Soul Tree on the Raw. The Cove Caravan, or the Great Leopard Cove, and our vehicle through Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. My name is Mike Lewis Ingham, DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good to have you in the house tonight. Yes, baby, things are going to heat up a little bit. You got some old school action dropped on you, and a little new school as well, as the Big Beg Tournament continues. The tournament proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins, the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now, at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network, as they are doing their thing, and we are doing ours. My man, my partner, DJ Gray, serving up a nice edition of doubles yesterday. You know me thinking about all that stuff and how amazing the song You Can't Hide Love was, because so many people did the song. So many versions of the song came out money, even the instrumental versions. I mean, Najee and Art Rev did one each, and of course, the original with Creative Source, that five-part harmony was beautiful. And then Maurice White just switched it up and took it all down to him singing lead. And Maurice was clever. When he sings, it's like, all right, I'm doing this now. Like, he always, you know, delegates, and Philip Bailey is like his muse and doing the most of the material. But when he decides he wants to sing something, he gets down, and we like that sort of thing. But tonight, we got a little something different. As we had Joe the other day, we have somebody else who's a contemporary from that era. Kim Owens, born July 23rd, 1969, is better known by his stage name, Kim. He was raised near Detroit, actually, I believe in Pontiac. And he decided he was going to do his own thing. He wrote, produced, and he financed his debut album, Chemistry. Made like a Wilma and Betty and the Flintstones. Charge it! He charged everything. He was singing songs in a wedding band. He waited tables. He was grinding. We got to give him his props. And he was signed by Motown in 2001. And he killed it. They lucked up with Kim big time. And he has been providing great material since. And, well, what can I say? Having done something like that, you must respect. And now he's in an era where, you know, they're not only counting CDs and albums, they're counting digital downloads as well. So this puts him in a whole different strata. But the begging is the same. And that's what we appreciate. Tradition. Maintain the standard of begging. You're going to see Kim go up against Don Smith, who is the vocalist for Lonnie Liston Smith and the Cosmic Echoes. They're brothers, I believe. But either way, everybody gets a little taste, a little mini set. You can establish your dominance. At the end of same, you guys hopefully will be out there voting. You can vote on our Soul Tree page on Facebook. You can send emails to glcgray@gmail.com for Gary's show, or you can go to his show page, the Great Leopard Cove, or you can contact us at email, soultreeintheraw@outlook.com. So ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, let me stop with the delay and go to the portraying. It's Kim.
I've been here all morning. Cause you open me by, the nights are long, but I refuse to let you go. Maybe I'm crazy.
You're a little crazy sometimes, I know.
Well, maybe no one loves you better. With all my love, all my time, with all my heart, my soul, my mind, I will be here. I will be here. I'm waiting for you. Waiting for you, baby. Faithfully. Can you feel it?
I can't feel it.
Hey,
I want to hear from you.
All that's around me, loving me, baby.
As if to say it's right. day out. Something's happening to me. The man I used to be, he's gone. He gave up. Heaven's in you.
think about the day I met the perfect stranger. I think about us. And I think about the day I got a wrap around your finger. I think about us. The sun was shining on you. The Lord was smiling on me. And love was calling us. I had my mind made up. I can't stop loving you. I can't help myself. And I can't get it over you. No matter what I tell myself, baby. Never thought I'd ever love anyone else. And my weakness, I think about us. And I think about the day you left without speaking. I think about us. I think about the love we have for our children. I think about us. And yeah, I think about the way we laugh without a reason. Think about us, girl, yeah. There will be no more lies. Somebody tell me why I feel like I'm dying. Lord, what's come over me? Ooh, baby, can't you see that I don't know why I think about us. I think about us. I think about us. Can't stop.
change style. Loving you, girl. You to understand
You're my joy, girl. My love won't fail you now.
We said our goodbyes.
Maybe.
And you're no longer mine. But remember one thing.
Man, Kim, not bad. Kim won an award, a Billboard Music Award in 2005, and has been nominated several times. Can't Stop Loving You was the song he won the award with. And he has given Motown credibility again after their Sound of Young America period had waned. Like this kid. Now, his competition, before we say that, we want to send some love to all the music pages out there who do their little bit for the collective culture. I want to send special shout-outs to my man, my brothers Selwyn and Maurice at Old School Ology, Essence of Music. For all you web heads, if you want to check out some interesting stuff, they always do a bio, if you will, on many of the artists who encompass the world of soul. And he just did one of the bar case. And now, not that I always don't read them, I always read them, but I remember the bar case very well, and they were a hell of a band. I'm talking about both incarnations of them. You did not want to play behind these guys. All I can say, they were bad. And I also want to send a shout out to Lady Carrie Canave at Groovin'. They always put up great original music and slip some goodies in from time to time, in addition to the great contributions that everybody puts up there. So, webheads, check out Groovin' and Old School Ology, Essence of Music. You will definitely be pleased. Now, having said that, let's get to the competition. One of them happens to be a young man who ain't so young, but he has definitely walked his way through the world of soul and funk and jazz and all that. And his name is Lonnie Liston Smith. Born December 28th, 1940 in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Rich. Got a homeboy down there. He has been through the gamut. He was raised in a musical family. His father was a member of a group called the Harmonizing Four. And he also recalled groups as the Swan Silvertones and the Soul Stirrers, featuring you-know-who, Mr. Sam Cooke. Now, Smith has played with Farrell Sanders, Roland Kirk, Sean Roland Kirk as the whistle man. Betty Carter, he played in her band, Miles, Max, Roach, all kinds of good stuff. And in his early career, that's all it was about. You know, the jazz was going on. He played piano at Art Blakey's group with Keith Jarrett. And then moving on, played in Betty Carter's band. He was doing a lot of good shit. He got a BS in music education from Morgan State University. So that HBCU love. I would say Miles, Bird, and Coltrane are major influences in his career. But where we pick up on him happens to be in the early 70s, when a group called the Cosmic Echoes were formed. He, already versed in jazz, wanted to take it a different way. The first vestiges of fusion were just starting up. So he had all kinds of stuff going on musically. And I have to say, he had a pusillanimous punk named Robert Christgau, who is an asshole of the highest degree, trying to scream on these brothers and sisters who make music like this because he thinks he has a bully pulpit to work from. All I can say is, if you've never done it, you shouldn't do it. And I'll leave it at that. Now, having said that, the Cosmic Echoes were formed in 1973. And their grooves were different because they had jumped on something. Of course, there was funk. And of course, there was soul and jazz. But they just threw all that shit in the blender and just like took off. In the following year, Lonnie's brother, Donald, joined the Cosmic Echoes as he became the vocal coloring for a lot of what they did. Now, this was also in the days when you got to remember, you had Quiet Storm action going on, and folks were enjoying all of this. And this is before they started making stupid terms like smooth jazz and all that shit. That's like jumbo shrimp. You know, none of that. No. Please, none of that. This was good music and real music. And Donnie Smith gave a nice ethereal tone to a lot of what his brother was laying out on the keyboards. So rather than go on and keep rattling about it, here's Lonnie Smith and the Cosmic Echoes featuring his brother Donald on vocals. Thank you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Lonnie Liston Smith and the Cosmic Echoes, Donald Smith on vocals. That's a nice change-up, I think. In addition to being with just about everybody in the industry, Lonnie Liston Smith made several appearances with other acts. We got Gato Barbieri in the early years, Miles Davis, you can hear him on the Corner album. Marvin Gaye, he was there live in Montreux in 1980. The Whistle Man, Roland Kirk, Barry Moments, yes, in 1965. Oliver Nelson, Pharoah Sanders, my man Leon Thomas. Ooh, I used to love when he did that, and Stanley Turrentine. We got Big G in the house. Gary Noah's great. What you got to say, Jig?
Man, you're smoking today, man. You're doing a job today.
All right. We know we got to do what we do. You know, I remember when Lonnie Liston Smith first came out and how funky that was while still being kind of cool and relaxed and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very different sound. I like to hear different sounds.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fusion years, I don't think there really was a lot of defined vocals like somebody was going to be recognized as a fusion vocalist. So Donald Smith coloring like that was cool. I like that, you know, and it seemed that there were different approaches that everybody took during that era, because Roy Ayers wasn't a singer, but he was an excellent musician. So when he did Everybody Loves the Sunshine, he didn't really sing it. He just kind of like read the words and whatnot, and it still worked as a song. You know, that fusion era, there was a lot of experimentation. We love shit like that.
Yeah. It has been music to another genre, which is what I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's a lot of flavor to savor. And right now, if you want to vote for Donald Smith, Lonnie Liston Smith and the Cosmic Echoes, just say Donnie, or you can say Lonnie. It's his brother. It's in family. They'd be all right with that.
Donnie and Lonnie, there you go.
Donnie and Lonnie, he's like off the corner. Or you can vote for Kim. Again, you can send the votes through our Soul Tree and Gray Lippert Cove pages. You can email G at glcgray@gmail.com, or you can send it to me at soultreeintheraw, all one phrase, @outlook.com. So, G, you know, it seems like things are heating up a little bit. And when we mention the groups, of course, the Knee Pads and the Baby the Got to Sing to Get Some, and of course the Drop Them Draws category. You know that we didn't mention everybody. And I know when some people were listening, they were like, well, wait a minute, what about so-and-so? Don't worry, we got that covered.
Got it in there.
It's like it's all in there, and tonight will be our first challenge, as our first wild card will drop. Now, G, what do you got on tap for tomorrow?
Okay, tomorrow night is Usher, Al Jarreau, and another wild card might drop.
Oh, shit. Now we talking.
Might drop, okay?
Yeah. Now we talking. So, the wild card format is as follows. You've heard both artists tonight. And when a wild card drops, he's coming to take both their spots. So if the wild card works, then two will get knocked out for the price of one. And if he doesn't, he will fade into obscurity, but not from not trying. So as we sat down and put all this together, it made more sense that a wild card format would work because, as Tony would have told me, we'd have been here another month doing this. He's like, when are you going to finish? It's June. No,
yes.
We're going to do this right. So any last words before I drop the card, G?
Beware of the wild card. Beware of the wild card.
There you go. That's right. Oh, shit. I got to say no more. So, wild card. Will you enter and sign in, please? Courtesy of all of us here at BASNNewsroom.com, the Great Leopard Cove, and of course us here at Soul Tree Radio on the Raw. Tomorrow there will be music and there will be editorial action, 9 p.m. Eastern. The Hump Day special comes on prior to. Big G will set the table with another great performance. We are looking forward to it. If you like what you hear, guys, show the brothers some love. I know we like stuff like that. So again, tomorrow night, music, and then we go into our editorial bag. We know you'll dig it. And as they say, the begging goes on. Come on, you can do.
Say a woman like me has no pride. Make it better, ooh, make it better real soon. sometimes brings you all the way down. Oh, 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 oh,
I hope to make it better real soon.
Make it better
real soon. And I'll show you that I will if you can.
Oh, we're
Hello to Michael Henderson, born July 7th, 1951, in Yazoo City, Mississippi. Now, he eventually got to Detroit, and he was a bass player. So Michael was pretty tight. How tight was he? Shit, he was playing with Stevie Wonder for a good while, and then Miles Davis heard him at a performance at the Copacabana, and Michael told Stevie, "I'm taking your fucking basses." Just like that. So, you know, he had to be a bad mamma jamma. Now, of course, during the early stages, into the mid stages of fusion, whatever you want to call it, smooth jazz, Michael was in it. And he was in it big time. I got my man G back here. And G, how'd you like Michael Henderson?
Man, that guy got smooth voice. I like his voice.
Mm-hmm. He strikes me as somebody who is very comfortable with doing duets. The song At the Concert that you heard a little while ago, that was actually off of his debut album, and he sang with Roberta Flack in that song. Of course, the Norman Conner's album, Saturday Night Special, he did Valentine Love with Gene Karn. He also did We Both Need Each Other with Phyllis Hyman. very aptly titled, I might add. And he has his own reputation as, you know, a stand-up musician, you know, playing bass and stuff like that. His track, Wide Receiver, was a B-boy track in the early 80s. I remember that vaguely, but he's a smooth kind of guy, like you just said. And now he's in the mix, so everybody can vote for him, and you can vote for Lonnie Liston Smith, via Donald Smith, or you can vote for Michael Henderson, the wild card. If the wild card wins, everybody is out the door. He's just bogarted the spot. So, do you like this wild card format, G?
Yeah, because you never know who's going to show up.
Exactly. If you saw and if you felt Michael's presence tonight, you know there's some more good stuff to come, and you can't wait.
All right.
Yes, indeedy. So another wild card will drop tomorrow evening. That's 7 Eastern, G.
7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. Yeah, right.
Yes, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. The big tournament continues. You know we out here to do damage. To DJ Gray.
Michael, you know what to say about this tournament?
What?
Is that you're hearing people that you have heard from in many years.
Yeah.
The radio stations will not play them.
Or the radio station doesn't exist anymore. I was thinking about that with Lonnie Liston Smith because he was one of several artists who got exposure on WRVR, which is a New York station. 106.7 was a New York station, and it played jazz. And it didn't just play straight jazz. It played Dixieland. It played fusion. It played everything.
Yeah.
And they had features like the Midnight Album where they would just put an album on it, Midnight, let it play. I mean, it had great format. Yeah, and the fucked up part about it, G, is that, sorry, Mom, it wasn't that the station went out of business. They were making money. Their owners decided they weren't making enough money. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. I was actually coming from a show. We had the weekend up in the last weekend of the Cool Jazz Festival, which is always kind of like mid-state, and a lot of the instrumentalists, a lot of the musicians go up to Montreal for their jazz festival. So we were up in Cool Jazz, and ironically, Al Jarreau was one of the artists who closed the show. And I managed to play hooky from work so that I could go to the gig. So, we had it hooked up like that. Anyway, we're racing back home and stuff like that, and I'm thinking, this is awesome shit because you couldn't get it on the radio. You know, RVR to carry this on, and it also helped artists like Pat Metheny and Roy Ayers because they reminded them that these guys were in town, and they would do things. I once caught Pat Metheny playing at the Knitting Room, which is a place down in the East Village, and I wouldn't have known if somebody had been passing the word along through RVR, and I don't mean like they said it on the air out live and whatnot, but they were talking about different places, jazz clubs, where people would just go in and play. Just like that perfect Woody Allen used to do, go in the lanes and play saxophone. Well, this was the downtown version, and Pat Metheny would come in every now and then and play. And that was just some good stuff, and it made New York a cooler place. And then after this music weekend, I come in. Now, you know how sometimes your radio is on and the signal kind of slides a bit? You know, so I'm thinking, you know, well, the station's on, so no problem. I fall asleep. I wake up, and it's fucking country music on. The station has changed its call letters to WKRK, and the DJ was still the same. It was like G. Keith Alexander, something like that. Yes, you're listening to blah, 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 blah. And, of course, they eventually got rid of the DJs for the country guys, but The country didn't work either. So I was like, you got to be kidding me. Ugh. But this was the Cool Jazz Festival I'm talking about, by the way, which always had a weekend, the last weekend, upstate. And, again, it was a cutoff point for some musicians. They'd go up to Montreal to their jazz festival, or they'd just come back and do the do. But it's nice to give everybody a little taste of what it was like back in this time frame, because it could have been a magnificent for New York to gain some props for music.
Mama,
now, New York boys,
do you remember back in early 70s,
mm-hmm.
they used to do a contest where you would count the number of songs per hour.
That's right.
And the closer you go, you would get a new car or a new TV or whatever.
Oh, I love stuff like that. Yes, I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was cool because they were being creative. You know, they were giving everybody a little something to think about, a reason to turn on the dial. And I had no problem with that. That was wonderful. Unfortunately, now you've got iHeartRadio and all this other canned shit.
And they
don't really care. They don't really care or understand format.
No.
And I'm not knocking them for the sake of knocking them. I'm just saying, if you guys add this, maybe it's better. But no, they don't want to. They don't have to. They think that the market is theirs. And we don't want that understood. We want it understood that, no, this is good shit. It's not just regular music. It's part of our culture. And what we do and what everybody on the other music pages does, they want to capture a piece of that culture and not just hold it up for posterity, but make sure everybody knows that it exists.
Yeah.
That playing the music and whatnot, that's part of our lifeblood. That's what helps us maintain our humanity under inhumane circumstances. And I think everybody should understand that that's one reason why we come out here to do this. So, G, any last words?
I think our shows have revitalized the old school music and the Midnight Storm or Quiet Storm, and I think it revitalized that whole thing now.
Well, that's what we want, and we hope you guys dig it. Show us some love. We ain't asked y'all for no money yet, so y'all go ahead and stick with us. So you better believe when that time comes, we will be ready, so y'all be ready too. Now, having said that, any last words, G, before we close it out?
No, just enjoy the week. Come on tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
A little bit of stir-fry, a little bit of political and social commentary.
Mm-hmm.
At 9 Eastern Pacific Time on Studio Raw. You get the real news from action.
There you go. And I want to also add, because I heard about the tragedy in Atlanta with the Asian folks getting shot and killed and stuff and all that nonsense. I want all of our Asian brothers and sisters to understand one thing. You know, back in the 60s, Brother Ali said, I ain't got no quarrel with them Viet Cong. No Viet Cong ever called me nigger. And we agree 1,000%. We want y'all to know. We're with you, solidarity.
And we got your back, man. We got your back.
We got your back. I tell you to the world, no black man I know ever said Chinese virus or Kung flu. So.
I want people to understand this. When you see the American media, you need to ask them why, okay? Here's what I'm saying. Why I say this. When a black guy attacks an Asian guy, it's lead news.
Of course.
When a white guy attacks an Asian guy, it's bad page. Think about that.
We know, and that's a subject we will bring up on tomorrow's editorial show. But again, tomorrow, got a good setup, 7 p.m. Eastern. D DJ Gray will be back with another edition of the Big Bag Tournament. We will be on at 9 to pick up the pieces and carry on editorially with the Hump Day Special. For everybody out there, please, we want you to go safe, stay safe, be safe. I want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. And always remember, wash your hands. Wash your ass. Wear a mask. Please wear a mask because it's not done yet. And watch your back. Let me give you a little taste of Otis as the next feel, next section, Baby, Baby, Please section. We'll start Thursday night when we come back with the tournament. Good night.
Let me enjoy.